Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms, Psalm 25. Psalm 25. The word of God says, Psalm of David. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me, for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Whom shall he teach in the way that he shall choose? His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O, bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with a cruel hatred. Oh, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, we adore you, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness. Let's come to the Lord now, confessing our sins, our trespasses. David, he said to the Lord, don't remember the sins of my youth. And also, he asked him to forgive him his transgressions. It is opportunity to repent and come to the Lord, whatever transgressions and sins and think they have done non-correct, it's time for us that we can come to the Lord and ask him forgiveness. Yes, O God, we bless you, Lord. We magnify you, we come before the name of Jesus. Forgive, O God, our sin. Forgive your church and your people. Forgive us, O God. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving us our sins that we had confess and renounce. Thank you for the blood of Jesus who was shed on the cross so that we have forgiveness for our sins and we can come to you, our Father. Thank you, Lord, for the salvation that we receive from you. Let's now come to the Lord and give him thanks for all the great things that he has done to you. Yes, O God. We thank you for this day. Thank you for our good health. We thank you for your presence in our lives and signs and wonders and miracles and confirmation for us hope to live our life for you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, magnify you, we adore you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for our families, for our wives, our husbands, our children, our works, our salaries, our incomes. We thank you for all these things. We thank you for the good health. We thank you for protecting us from sicknesses, from coronavirus. We thank you for protecting all the brethren in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless your holy name. We adore you. We worship you. We magnify your name. We thank you, God. We thank you for the ministry. We thank you for your church. We thank you for your calling. We thank you for the spiritual gifts that you give us to serve you. We thank you for all the opportunities that you had given to us to preach your word and to evangelize and to reach the lost in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you. We adore you. Continue to lead us. Continue to guide us. Continue to strengthen us with your love and your care and support in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you for your love and your care to us. Thank you, God, for your loving kindness, your goodness, and your faithfulness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And now, let us come to him, requesting him what we need. Jesus said, come to me, all of you, weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. O Lord, provide our needs, O God. Provide our needs, O Lord. Whatever needs you have, small, big, complicated, difficult, unreachable, the needs of yours, give it to the Lord. Give him your burden. And whatever you need, God will look upon it and he will provide for you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for the confidence we have in approaching God, that whatever we ask according to your will, you hear us. And when you hear us, we know that we have it. We thank you, God. We bless you, Jesus. We magnify you, Lord. Pray now also for your family, whatever need for your family, for your wife, your husband, your children, your parents. Pray that God will provide the needs. Lord Jehovah Jireh, as we obey you, Lord, provide, O God. Provide, Lord, the need in the name of Jesus. Yes, O God. Lord, hear our prayer. Heal, O God. Jehovah Rapha, heal. Jehovah Shalom, give peace, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, O God. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you for everything. Thank you for your provision, your help and your support, in the name of Jesus. Let's pray also now for our brothers and sisters. If you know anyone has a problem, sickness, difficulties, you pray now for him. God wants us to pray for one another. Carry each other's burden, and in this you fulfill the law of Christ. Let's pray for our brethren who are in need. Provide, Lord. Provide, 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 provide. Lord, heal. Heal, O God. Strengthen, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers. Thank you for providing and helping and supporting, O God. This time also, let's now pray for our countries, the places that we came from. Let's pray that God will bless these places and God will bring His word and His gospel, and commit yourself to Him. Lord, I am willing to preach your word to the place that I was born and I was raised up. Yes, O God. Salvation upon salvation. Deliverance upon deliverance. Make opportunities, O God, that I can continue to minister to my place of birth, O God, to the people of my nations, O Lord, to bring your word to them in the name of Jesus. To the rest of my family who does not know you, Lord, I commit myself to bring the gospel to them. Commit yourself to bring the gospel to your family who does not know God. Your brothers, your sisters, your parents, whoever they are, God wants you to bring the gospel to them. Yes, Lord. Let's pray now for this nation. Let's pray for the place that God had placed us. Here in UAE and also here in other places, wherever the church has extended, and whenever you receive the message, you are in other places, pray for the place. Pray for the nation, the country that God had placed you. In Oman, Kuwait, in Iraq, Syria, in Indonesia, in Sri Lanka, in India, in America, also in Philippines, also in Australia, wherever you are, Lord, we pray, O God, you bless the government in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for the prosperity of the place and the city and the nation that you brought us. Lord, we trust you, Lord, that as you prosper them, we too will prosper according to your word and according to your promise in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for the rulers. Give them wisdom, O God. Give them wisdom to make rules that will help your church and your people. O Lord, we pray that anoint them to make rules that your grace will flow even through them to the people. And Lord, we commit ourselves. Commit yourself to Him, Lord. I am willing to preach your word to the people around me. Commit yourself to pray for the nations to be saved, to intercede that God will reveal Himself to them in signs and wonders and miracles. Lord, stretch out your hand and do miracles in the name of Jesus so they will know that you are the true God. Prove your word, O God. Show them you are the only God. Lord, we pray for those among them who are religious. Let them know the only way to God is through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We pray for our neighbors. We pray for those around us in our workplaces. We pray for those who are meeting every day. We pray for their salvations in the name of Jesus. Yes, O God. And now we pray for the church. Yes. Tell them, Lord, fill me once again with the Holy Ghost. I want to serve you. I want to adore you. I want to worship you. I want to bring your word to others. Fill me, O God. Tell him, Lord, bless my ministry. Revive my ministry, Lord, I pray. Use me mightily. O God, I pray for more gifts of the Holy Spirit. I pray for more people to get water baptized. And I pray for more brethren to be filled with the Holy Ghost so that they will go forward and to preach your word, to evangelize, to make disciples, to teach others your ways in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that whatever needs for the church of spiritual gifts, the Holy Ghost, O God, we pray, you give us so that we would, our service will be more effective and glorious. You will be in the sight of those whom we are serving. O Lord, we pray for today. We pray today, O God, that you anoint the worship, anoint the prayers, anoint the giving, anoint the word of God, anoint all the items of our service. We thank you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us, O Lord. O God, anoint the songs. Anoint the worship. I pray that we'll meet you today face to face in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Our Jesus, our Savior, there is none like you. Thank you, God. We magnify your name. We adore you. Come to the Lord and worship Him. Hallelujah, Lord.
My name.
has come to bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Has come to bless His holy name. Because by grace we are saved through faith. And that's the gift from God to us. Hallelujah. Not by boast, so that no one will boast. Yes, Lord, thank you for your grace. Clap your hands to the Lord.
Worship you because of grace. Thank you.
Magnify your name. Lord, walk among us and touch our hearts and fill us with the Holy Ghost to go on and serve you. Instruct us with your plans and your wishes and your desires and what you want us to do in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for all your provision. Thank you for all what you give us. We commit it all into your hands. We give it all into your service, that your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. God. It's our desire that you speak your words into each and every one of us heart, so that we will know what you want us to do. Have your way, O God, in our lives. Change us, mold us, those who are here, and those who are in other places. I pray that your word that you will send, and you are sending, will change our life, O God. It will give you glory and honor. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Let's be seated in God's presence. It's time to collect our tithes and offering. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. You know, all the world is changing, but God's word is never changed. Amen. Say, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And approve me now herewith, say the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be a room enough to receive it. You know, I always say, those who give their tithes, they have one problem. They don't know where to put the blessing of God. And you know, also I have another saying. The money that is, the tithe money, is a very dangerous money that to keep it with you. The place of it is in the house of God. Unless that money will come, the windows of heaven will not be open. I experienced that. I experienced difficult time in my life, hardship. I'm speaking not only to those who are here. The message is going to many places. I passed through hardship, difficulties, jobless. I lost my job. I was in hard situation. I was pressurized. But I say to the Lord, Lord, I'm bringing my tithe and offering and my first fruit to you in full. I trust you. And God worked out a lot of miracles in my life. And I speak about finances and other spiritual things that God would give to those who are being. Let's collect our tithes and our offering and our first fruit. Yes, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for your church and your people. Thank you for everyone who responds to you and brings his tithes and offering and first fruit to you, O God. Lord, open the windows of heaven and bless. O God, let those who bring their tithes and offering and first fruit, let them experience they have no place to keep your blessing. Lord, your word says you love a cheerful giver. O God, I pray, O Lord, fulfill this promise today in the life of your church and your people. And I pray for those who have no job and having no income, I pray, O God, you give them so they will bring to you. And I pray also, Lord, you multiply this amount of money. Multiply it and use it mightily, O God, to reach the lost, to fill the needs and whatever your wishes and your desire. And I pray also, God, for protection for the job and income of each and everyone, blessing upon the places that our brothers and sisters are working, blessing upon each and every country that your church has extended. As you bless the countries, also your blessing will reach our brethren and will reach us and will bless your church. And I pray for those who have going to take care of this money, give them wisdom, discernment, how to spend each and every piece of coin of it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We continue to pray and continue to preach today and speak about how to hunger and thirst for righteousness. Last Friday we start to speak about Noah, and there was a question when we come to know that Noah was considered a righteous man according to Genesis chapter 6 and verse 9. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. The word just is, the Hebrew word of just in Genesis 6:9 is Siddiq. This is Hebrew word, is also Arabic word. It means there is no lie in him. He is righteous. And he was a perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. And the question that had been put forward, how Noah become righteous? And how me and you we become righteous? Yes, we spoke that through the blood of Jesus, not our own righteousness, but the righteousness that come by faith. But have faith in Christ is a doctrine and way how we live our lives. How to implement the doctrine of God in our life. The word doctrine, not the knowledge in the Bible. The doctrine is how we apply the faith that we believe in our daily living. Jesus says, blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Christ, He does not want us only to be righteous people, but He wants us to hunger and thirst for righteousness. And the example of the righteous people in the Bible, the example of the Lord Jesus Christ and what He did, all this together will impart to us and impact to us how we live a righteous life. And we spoke last week about that Noah did not do the evil things that the people around him did. I may expound about it. And today, we will answer the question how Noah become righteous, or how me and you become righteous. The discussion will go into this direction, that Noah did what God wanted from him to do. In Hebrews chapter 11, we must go through scriptures to know what Noah did. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 7. Say, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepare an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Now, before we go, let's pray. God, thank you for this day. Anoint my lips, O God. And put verses and statement and scriptures to let your message be declared clearly. And Lord, I pray, have your way to speak to each and every one of us heart of what you need from each and every one of us to know and to do for you. I pray the message will help those who want to obey, will correct those who are in error, to rebuke those who are breaking your words and your commands. And I pray that as your word is preached, people's life will be transformed, and even to be taking your word to reach places and people who need it, oh God, our brothers and sisters who need of your word. Let this message touch them and bring revival into their life to understand your will and fall. Even at this time, oh God, in the history of trials and difficulties, you are the same, oh Lord. Speak your word and declare your will in our life. That's all we ask and pray in His name. Amen. You know, the first thing that Noah did to become righteous person, he was considered righteous. He say here, by faith Noah, being warned of God, Noah took the warning of God seriously. I said it last week and I say it today. I'm 21 years I follow God, I serve God. I never see God serious as I have seen it today, 2020. But in all what God spoke to me, I was serious with Him. I was warned. Noah was warned. Let us take what God said in His word as warning. No discount, don't wait for offers. It's already, everything is there. Noah, take warning. Take warning from what you read from the Bible. Take warning. God will not change His word. And also take warning what the Holy Spirit speaks to you. Certain time, when we open the Bible, we read what God wants to say to us. Sometimes through Bible study, sometimes through service. Sometimes the Holy Spirit directly will speak to our ears and mind. Noah, he was warned of God of things not yet seen as yet. You know, Noah, things have not yet happened. He told me there's a flood coming. But before it came, he took warning. He started to do certain things because he knew that what God warned him, he will fulfill it. Are you a person who will take the warning of God when God will warn you? And I believe that God will sometimes one time, two time, three time, continuous warning. Noah took warning. Let us adopt this character in our personality, that you will take seriously the warning of God, not to abuse the grace, but to take seriously the warning that God is sending to us. By faith. The righteous, we know, live by faith. He say here, Noah moved by faith, moved with fear. He was fearing God. When God told him, I will do this, and I am asking you to do the ark, he moved with fear. He moved to implement what God was speaking to him. You know, God will not change their schedules, His schedules. When He told him that I'll bring a flood and make an ark, at once he moved with fear. He knows that he has time, only he has 100 years or 120 years. He did not say, okay, let me enjoy now. After 100 years, what will happen? We don't know what will happen. You know, that is the lies of devil. When people, they know what God wants them to do, still they will still stagnant and will not do what God instructs them. But Noah here, he moved with fear. He feared God. And that is his faith. Same faith of Abraham. When God told him leave, he left and he went to the place that he did not even know about. Noah, when he was warned, he took the warning seriously. And he was moved with fear. And move with fear, prepare an ark. So when God told him, I'll bring a flood, as we have read in the book of Genesis chapter 6, God told him what he needed to do. We will read book of Genesis 6, 13 to 16. And God said to Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. He told him, I will destroy them. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shall thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shall thou finish it above, and the door of the ark shall thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shall thou make it. God gave him a very big project. He told him to build an ark. It's not a joke. And he gave him enough time. Noah did not waste time. He knew that he needed to be diligent to do these assignments. God told him, I will destroy everything. He did not see any flood or anything. But when God spoke it, he knew it will come. The same Jesus will come. Scriptures speak about that. Are we ready? Are we doing our assignment? Are you doing your assignments? See here the details. He told him all the details, upper and middle and lower. And such kind of wood, pitch inside, outside, the window, the door of the ark, all is there. Descriptions. Let's go back to Hebrews 11:7. Moved with fear, prepare an ark to the saving of his house. Now here, Noah understood the importance of the family. We need to understand the importance of the family. The husband should understand the importance of having family, that the salvation should go to the family first. He start to preach. Noah is the preacher of righteousness. Whom he should preach first? His wife and his three sons, plus their three wives. He start to preach to them the word of God, and it's the importance of the family. And that's where we need to have family worship every day. The husband and the wife with the children, the word of God will be open. We read the Bible daily together by sequence. We praise God. We worship, we pray, we understand what God wants us to do from the scriptures. We pray to God, we discuss important things pertaining to the family and the ministry and what God wants to do in our lives. We kneel down and we pray. Noah did not build, yes, he got the vision, but I believe that he and his family, they work together for that vision to be accomplished. And that is how Noah approved by God, and the scriptures speak that he was a writer. So we need to understand what he did, and we need to do the same and become heir of the righteousness which is by faith. You see, Noah, God gave him very big project, and I believe he trained his family and he discipled his children, his family, all of them, and directed them to do the things that God wanted from him to do. And I believe he also disciplined his wife and children because they were surrounded by the worldly things. Right or wrong? Yes, right. Jesus spoke about the drinking and eating, about marrying, and about all the immoralities that we discussed last Friday. I believe that Noah was a disciplinary person, that he sheltered his children and his family not to do what the other people were doing. And we come to know, and we have come to read that the three sons of Noah were married. When they entered the ark, they were married. So during that period that they were preparing the ark, Noah helped his three sons to get godly wives, and they were included as part of his family, and they are the part of those who are being saved with him. Noah family is a very good example for us today. You know, the head of the family cannot do everything, but as he has the vision of God, he needs to impart it, and he needs to impart it to the wife and to the children. And the whole family will work together as a team. They were the family of Noah, they were not only united with the head of the family, they were not only united with one another, but they were united also with God Himself, who gave the vision to Noah. We need to impart, we need to make an atmosphere in the family. First, protect the family from the external influences and temptations. That is our responsibilities as the head of families. Otherwise, our sons and daughters and wives, they will not be saved. Second, to impart the vision. Third, to create an atmosphere that we will love to serve the Lord together. The vision of Noah and ministry become his family vision and ministry. That's not an easy thing. But we have to work it out because we are following the example of Noah. Noah was living in an atmosphere. We understand that. At the end of the, before the Lord told him to go inside the ark, there was no one with him to believe what he was speaking. But the character of Noah that I am learning today, he never got discouraged from the people. The Bible doesn't speak about that. That he wasn't get discouraged. But at the end of the 100 years, or 120 years, the Bible speaks that he was a preacher of righteousness, according to the scripture. So he was preaching. No one responded. Only his wife, three sons with their wives. And you see how later on. But my point here, Noah never get discouraged by the external response. And also, the family of Noah does not mention in the Bible that one of them lost before the flood. So, their mind, they were not attentive to the wilderness outside. So, what kind of person this Noah was that he do so marvelous work to protect his wife and his three sons? And was able to get them wives and include their families to be saved with him. That's what he say here. He built an ark for the saving of his house, his family. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear prepare an ark to the saving of his house. Noah worked as a team with his family to build the ark. It's not only they built the ark. There are things we learn. They prepare the food. Book of Genesis 6 and verse 18 onward. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. So God told him that you and your family will be saved. And this is the promise of God in the New Testament. If you believe, you and your household will be saved. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shall thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive and with thee, and they shall be male and female of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind. Two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive, and take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah, according to all what God commanded him to, so did he. So, they prepared the food, they were ready for the animals, they know what God is going to do, and he did everything what God had told him. When the flood came, they were inside. Several months they were inside the ark. They were adopted to be together as a family. Nowadays, people, they don't want to stay home. Everyone one direction. Children go outside, the friends, here and there. No vision, confusion. Everyone would do his own. The wife on one side, the children on one side, the daughter on one side, the son on the other side. And the ark, the work on the ark is stagnant. You see the task that this man did? You know, sometimes we say to the Lord, Lord, you know my situation, this and this and this. How about Noah's situation? 120 years this man was struggling with the vision that God gave him, but he did it. He trained his kids, he discipled them, he disciplined them, and things went well with them. You know, Jesus say in Matthew chapter 15, and verse 13. You say, but he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. You know, when we do things not ordained by God, God will send his judgment. And when he sends his judgment will remove the things that not ordained by God. And you can see now what is going on in the world with this COVID-19. A lot of things is destroyed because God is uprooting now. But when we do the things that God wants us to do, God will send the judgment. But what we did, it will not be uprooted, because what we did is what God had taught us to do. When the flood came, Noah lost nothing. Why he lost nothing? Because what he did was not of his own mind, but was what God had told him to do. When God sent judgment on earth every now and then, his judgment will uproot the thing that is not ordained. And his judgment will confirm and protect the things that he ordained to happen. God told him, I will destroy the earth by a flood. The same flood had destroyed everything, right? Everything was destroyed. But the same flood, the water, saved Noah and his family. How they got saved? By the ark that they had prepared. Who told them to prepare the ark? Who told them? God himself told them. So you understand here why things are destroyed? It's not ordained by God. I don't know what is the next judgment, but this is the principles. Whether water, whether fire, whether COVID-19, COVID-20, I don't know what's going on ahead. But I know one thing. I need to do what God wants me to do. These are principles. Did COVID-19 destroy the family? Or bring the family together? Many people now sitting at home, forced by God. But unfortunately, there's no repentance. Mobiles and nonsense going on. No prayer and kneeling down in repentance. Let's go to the scripture, 1 Peter chapter 3. First Peter chapter 3. People at the time of Noah, they were living in the pleasure time, ambitious time. When the flood came, everything was destroyed. But Noah and his family who built the ark, they got saved by the same water. In First Peter chapter 3, in verse 20, Peter speaks about the time of Noah. You know, Peter, he has less writing in the Bible. But there's one thing about the writing of Peter I observe. Peter walked with Jesus 3.5 years. And he had heard Jesus. And certain time, he tackled topics. The same what Jesus taught. Jesus spoke about Noah. Peter spoke also about Noah. In his two letters, he spoke about Noah. You see here, which sometimes were disobedient when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah. While the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is eight souls, were saved by water. How Noah got saved? By what? He was saved by water. The same water that God sent in the flood to destroy the earth, the same water saved Noah. The judgment of God is a promotion for the righteous. So we understand now. God is patient. You go and play. I give you time, I give you assignment. At the end of the time, I will send my judgment. If you have done your assignment, what you had worked out will be preserved. If you have not done, or you have done other things, you'll be the loser. God is just in his actions and deeds. Let us learn today from the thing that the scripture teaches us. The Lord He's speaking to us. We need to comply with Him. Principles that God put in His Word for the family should be the same. And God wants us to go back. God's willing, next coming Friday, we continue to speak about Noah. And let us meditate, every one of us, including myself, how to create an atmosphere that will come together again as a family, directed with the things of God in a godly way, away from idol worship, parties, nonsense, ungodly marriages, away from doing our own will, coming back to Him in repentance. The scriptures teach us, inform us, and help us to abide with the things that God ordained for us to do. Let's all stand. Commit yourself to the Lord to live a righteous life, getting the examples from the scriptures, from the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, from the righteous men that we are studying. Oh God, thank you for your word that you sent today. Lord, teach me more. And help me, O God. I want to build up my family and do the ministry with them in the same way that Noah have done and achieved the things that you wanted him to do. O God, have your way in my life in the name of Jesus. Speak to me. Pray for your family, and God will speak to them also. And prepare yourself with the mission that God has entrusted to you to bring your family together. Tell him, God, have your way, not my own way. Tell him, Holy Spirit, come and direct me with the things that you want me to do.
Thank you.
your way, O Lord. Teach me, O God, how to serve you, how to save my family, Lord. As we wait, for my brothers and my sister, O God. I pray, enable them, O God, to do. And every one of us, as Noah did, to build an ark and save his house. O God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, this word that we receive from you by the Holy Ghost, that we may do it, that every one of us discipline himself to apply your word into our life. I pray for those who are committed to themselves, protect them, provide for them, sustain them, give them their needs. O God, bless us. In light of our territory, God, let your hand with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you.